Hi, good afternoon. Start the meeting from me first.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Deanna with T-Phone First. I'm a service coordinator.
All right, ma'am. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. I'm just following up because I'm just a little confused. I just hung up with Miss Jackson, Francesco Jackson.
Okay.
What is happening? Because the last conversation that me and her had, she informed me about her living situation where the heat was not working properly and the landlord needed to fix the heater. Now, this was on February 10th, and I had called in and spoke to Ms. Nina Knight to let her know that, in fact, Ms. Jackson did make me aware of that, and she told me that she had to stay with her daughter temporarily until the heat situation gets resolved. Because she does have, like, medical issues and stuff, so living in a home with no heat, I can't imagine. So with that being discussed, Ms. Nina stated they just needed confirmation about the situation, but she needed to know that the matter needed to be resolved within 30 days per your agency policy as far as her residing at a temporary address. So following that, she's calling me today talking about her caregiver is being threatened to not be paid. I personally don't really get involved in that, but I just wanted to see what was going on, I guess, because she wanted me to call you guys.
Okay. So let me take a look at the notes real quick for Ms. Francesco, because, I mean, from some weeks ago, I know that this was going on, and she was, like, clocking in, like, in three different places. And let me just see.
Yeah, I have no idea about that. As of February 10th, though, she informed me about her heat situation and let me know that she needed me to call the agency to tell you guys so that way you can, you know, I guess allow the temporary address for a certain amount of time. I know nothing about anything before then, though.
Okay. Let me just pull out this just to see if that's the one. Okay, man. Do you know if the patient provided you that what was going to be the temporary address that she was going to stay at?
So when we spoke on February the 10th, she stated that temporarily she would be staying at 1459 North 52nd Street, and that's 19131. So that is what she had told me on the day she informed me of all of this.
Okay, because this is not the... She said that she was going to be staying at the caregiver's house, Tanisha's. And the one that you just told me is not the one that you're telling me right now. So this is kind of why the mismatch is going on.
Yeah, and I can't control what she tells you guys and what she tells me.
Yeah.
I mean, this seems to be such an ongoing issue with her, but I'm like, you know, as the service coordinator, I'm only able to do but so many things as my role, certain things, you know, that agencies require. That is your policy. Like, I can't override that. So I can only go off of what Ms. Jackson is telling me. But, again, if you guys are noticing that the caregiver is not clocking in and out at the temporary address she had provided, then I guess I can see the issue. You know, she has to be upfront and forward about where exactly she's going to be temporarily staying.
That is correct. Let me, okay, now that you tell me that, I'm going to work with Nina, just checking in for that, and also, like, with Ms. Francesco, because, I mean, as far as that we were informed, this temporary address was going to be Tanisha's, the caregiver's address, because of some sort. Yeah, but it's not matching with this.
In the case, you know, I'm like, I don't know if you gave me the wrong address or what, but I can confirm, you know, with her, listen.
Yeah. What's the address that she gave you? Can you please give me the address she gave?
Yeah, now this isn't the address that she gave me today. This is the address she gave me a couple of days ago when she first presented, you know, the Heaton situation to me. Now, that one is the 1459 North 52nd Street.
Okay. Okay, Mount Zion United African Church is close to that. Okay, this one is matching with the registration of the clock in. Okay, okay. So I'll follow up with that along with Nina as well, because I mean she didn't provide me like much documentation about, I mean about you calling and the, I mean the interaction that you guys had regarding the temporary address. I'll work that out with her. And yeah, we'll meet the adjustment in that case, okay? Taking into account that's from February the 10th, like we'll give it the 30 days that it was said, okay? But I'll take care of that from now, okay? Do you have my direct line, ma'am?
Sure, I'll take it.
Okay, so in any cases, let me know when you're ready, so I'll give it to you. We'll be in touch next time. Anyway, if anything happens, I guess.
Yes, sir. I'm ready.
Okay, it's 267-551-7435.
All right, I have that. And now, what do you suggest that I let Ms. Jackson know? I guess to let her know someone will follow up with her regarding that.
Yeah, I know that I will confirm this with Nina, because I mean, like as I said, I didn't have like the like a record of the interaction that you have with her recently.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'll work on that, and after that I notify the caregiver about the address that is allowed by now, that confirming that she can do that. I guess that by that she will be okay, I guess. If not, I will have to work with Francesco, but I guess that's a solution for them, okay?
Yeah. Okay, well, certainly feel free to reach back out to me if you need to. And I guess that's... Mm-hmm.
That's a 215-913-1420, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. I'll make sure to reach out to you if something pops up or anything. Okay?
No worries.
All right. I really appreciate you reaching out.
Not a problem. I appreciate you as well, you know, for trying to follow up. I know it's not easy dealing with these things here, but, we try to just resolve it the best way we can. And that's pretty much it. So, all right, if you guys need me, just call me, and we'll just take it from there.
No problem, man. No problem. Oh, wait. Let me see.
Yes,
because I was texting in the meantime to Nina. Let me see.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares for this? When she provided you, I mean, when the family provided you the address, it was supposed to be the caregiver address, right?
This 1459 North address.
Yeah. They. I mean, it was supposed to be like the caregiver's address that she said.
Yeah. She said it was her daughter's home.
Okay, she has two people in the case. Let me see if maybe that's Tyree, the other one for the weekend. Just to find no constable. No, it's not matching with any of them. So I'll throw up with Nina, okay? All right.
Yes, sure.
All right, I appreciate you again, okay, for holding there.
No problem. All right.
All right, have a beautiful weekend. Take care.
You too. All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.